Marcus Garvey was born into the racial inequities of the colonial system of Jamaica. He decided to fight for change when he read the autobiography of Booker T. Washington, an educator whose message was self-reliance and self-help through education and economics.
All of those things actually make sense to Garvey in Jamaica. They make sense to a Garvey who's wrestling with the effects of colonialism, racial self-hatred and self-loathing that the colonial system imposed upon black people in Jamaica.
In 1914, while in Jamaica, Garvey organized the Universal Negro Improvement Association, the UNIA, to build up racial pride and develop educational and economic opportunities for blacks.
He had these high aspirations for building this universal, this worldwide organization to empower people of African descent.
2 years later, Garvey came to the United States and established the UNIA in New York City's Harlem.
There were at least 700 chapters of the UNIA in the United States by 1921 through 1924. There were over 1,000 chapters of the UNIA throughout the world. Garvey was a master showman and a master organizer.
Marcus Garvey was a Caribbean American who would come to reshape the meanings of African America.
Garvey spoke boldly about self-respect and pride in African heritage, a message that appealed to many African Americans frustrated with the violence and disenfranchisement they faced in the United States.
Marcus Garvey obviously has one of the largest mass movements in the 20th century. Definitely the largest of people of African descent.
Garvey and his followers held demonstrations and parades in Harlem to encourage a sense of dignity and identity as a noble people.
Garvey would have these huge parades and he would dress up, and part of that pomp and circumstance was saying, we are a people and we are a coherent people, and then to be a coherent people means that we have rights and we can create a nation.
Shunning integration, Garvey preached a separate African community, complete with black businesses and institutions.
Garvey encouraged the development of black entrepreneurship through the Negro Factories Corporation, which was modeled after Booker T. Washington's National Negro Business League.
The UNIA saw the importance of economics and independent institutions as fundamental to freedom. Garvey's building a set of institutions that are about creating a kind of peoplehood and a nationhood here in the United States.
Part of Garvey's plan was for some African Americans to return to Africa and create a nation there. It was known as the Back to Africa movement.
Marcus Garvey electrifies much of the African American population throughout the cities of the United States with his Back to Africa movement. Race, men, and women unite, Garvey would say. We are mistreated here, we're going back to Africa. Rise up, ye mighty race.
Garvey started a steamship line called the Black Star Line for trade with Africa and the Caribbean and as transportation for people returning to Africa. The business failed and brought trouble for Garvey.
In 1923, Garvey was arrested for mail fraud because of the sale of the stock of the Black Star steamship line through the U.S. Postal Service. Garvey personally was not involved in any kind of corruption or theft, but unfortunately he was not a good judge of business character.
Marcus Garvey was convicted and sentenced to serve time at a federal penitentiary. President Calvin Coolidge later commuted his sentence, and Garvey was deported from the United States in 1927. He returned to Jamaica as a hero.
Garvey understood that building a black protest movement, a black pride, a black ownership in business and self-respect was also a cultural endeavor. And there was a sense of community and cultural identity and an affirmation of African heritage. All of these were part of the UNIA. And it was an extraordinary spiritual and cultural movement.
Marcus Garvey's ideas inspired future black nationalist movements like Nation of Islam, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, and the Black Panthers.
Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh, over the airwaves on 88.3 FM in the city of Pittsburgh, streaming online to the world up on WRCT.org. WRCT is supported by Speck Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at speckhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at speckbrothers.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Right now, millions of kids up to age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning up to $80,000 a year may qualify. Income levels vary by state. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are covered. For more information or to enroll today, go to insurekidsnow.gov. That's insurekidsnow.gov. Thanks for tuning in, folks. This is an experiment with time. Just kicking off tonight's experiment with Sharif Megarbane from his 2023 release, Marzipan. Right after that, we are kicking off strong with some classic Soft Machine from their 1968 release. Thanks for tuning in. Stick around. Lots of great music coming up. Cortez the Killer, Neil Young, and Crazy Horse. That's the original studio version from Zuma. Something I come back to every once in a while. I've heard it a million times, and it's so perfect. It's so incredible, and there's really great live versions of it, but there's just something about that studio version of it that just... has left me completely speechless. Before that, I will struggle to pronounce this name. It is a Mongolian singer. Oydapua Vladimir Uin is the best pronunciation I can muster there. Divine Music from Jail. The name of the track was There Are Many Tears Here Gained. Really incredible stuff, featuring that unmistakable Tuvan throat singing. Oydapua spent 33 years of his 55 years of life in prison, in a Soviet prison. Don't know much else about his life. I just sort of stumbled across that this week. It's really intense, incredible music. And before that, yeah, we kicked that off with Soft Machine. Why not? Just some great classic Soft Machine. Families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to those when they need it most. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by disasters big and small. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you. One World Radio Show, a collaborative radio show between WRHU in New York, WRCT in Pittsburgh, and BUSH Radio in Cape Town, South Africa. We discuss both local and global issues from a positive and solutions-based perspective to increase community literacies and global knowledge. Wednesdays, 9 to 10 a.m. And Too Evil to Have a Human Name, Horrible Music for Horrible People. Only on WRCT, 7 to 9 p.m. Sunday evenings, in Nomino Satana. And music to make you dye your hair purple, Fridays at 5 p.m., Lavender Hour. Let's get back to Experiment here. We got some more music from Soviet-era Russia coming up, and a lot more. This is an experiment with time.
MJ Mokhtar, new track off of his upcoming release, which features a completely acoustic version of his recent album, Funeral for Justice. Let's see, before that, Antligen from Anna Hogberg Attack. I've been playing that a lot, tracks off of that album a lot recently. Intense Swedish free jazz. Hortense Ellis before that, Anna Hogberg track, Helen's Sorrow. And right now we are listening to Peregrine by Jim White and Marissa Anderson off of their 2024 album Swallowtail.
really want to hear. Let's have a good time. Let's boogie and party. Because so far this is all there is. There is no place left to go when I leave.
Thank you.
for tuning in. This has been an Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. If you've been digging the music you have been listening to, check out the full playlist up on WRCT.org. Have a great night and take care of yourselves.
T. Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.